Season 9, Episode 9, mid-season premiere of The Walking Dead. That makes this Talking Walking Dead. Welcome to it, Talking Walking Dead. Myself, Jason Butchell, and Maximus Fisher. Walking Dead last night titled Adaptation. The group unmasks a disturbing and dangerous new threat. An escaped captive revisits his past, is the IMDb description. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I feel like the episode gave us a look at what's coming in the future. It gave us what people are thinking. I don't know. I guess carrying the dead Jesus around gave me a little pause. I don't know.
It was a good episode. It was definitely a setup episode, but it was a good episode.
Yeah, this episode felt like, I don't know. Actually, when I thought back on it, there actually were a lot of things that happened, but it just felt like nothing happened for some weird reason. But as I looked back at like my notes on it, I was like, well, okay. I mean, there was quite a bit of things, I guess, that happened.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of action, and we brought we brought Jesus back to Hilltop, which I think closed that case, right? And it also made everyone at Hilltop, and really, when the kingdom finds out and Alexandria finds out, it will bring pause to their world and let them rethink it. I mean, we saw that. Yeah. We saw Michonne and Daryl, talk about that.
The fight at the covered bridge where they were trying to find out, like,
that was cool.
That's like, so that's a big thing. So they actually confirmed, okay, yes, this is a thing, and they captured someone.
Yeah.
Like, if I wouldn't have seen that in like the spoiler thingy, video, that would have been like, oh my gosh, this is cool. What I mean? But I was just already spoiled to it. So, I mean, but that was a big
thing.
Okay.
It was a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if, I mean, that was cool with Daryl, like, shooting the leg of one walker, and you're like, okay, boom, and it falls.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I got no complaints over that. It was just, I guess they tease, and that's to be expected for like such a long layoff that they would like tease some of their best stuff.
Right, 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 right.
That's to be expected.
They want the crowd back. They want the crowd back. No question.
But some of these episodes, I don't know. This has been kind of like they've been doing this for like four seasons now.
Yes, they have.
Where they'll have these long setups shows.
Yes, they have.
With little bitty things that like
three episode setups, one episode really all kinds of action.
Yeah,
three episodes set up.
Right. Yeah. Which are still good. It's just like, come on, I want to see something.
Yeah,
crazy,
we just want action. Right. Then we had. It was good to. We never went to the kingdom. We never went to the kingdom at all. And we didn't. The only reason we went to Alexandria was to see Negan leaving, right? And his run-in with Judith was, that was fun.
That was good. That was good. A good scene. Yeah.
She's so like the actress is good. My kids at that age never would have had that much, I hate to say personality, but I mean, right. They just weren't like, it is. I mean, she's just so alive.
I mean, I don't even know why you do stuff with your kids. That's just, oh, hey, Max, I didn't see you there. Sorry.
Sure, Jeffrey.
But no, that was good. I like how she wasn't giving him an inch and he didn't back her down. You notice that?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, okay, this girl, she will shoot me.
Right.
Yeah. So great. Ahead.
But so he's got to talk his way out of it, which he did.
Right.
He did. It was great. And then, I found it really fascinating him, Negan dealing with what the world is like now,
mm-hmm.
Since he's been in his, 10 by 10.
He's been in his like cell for 7.5 years.
Yeah.
He thought he would just roll right in and, I don't know what he thought, but.
I don't know what he thought either, but at least he, thought maybe it was, some people would still be hanging on, but it's over. His world as it was is over.
Yeah.
And that was a hard reckoning for him.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hard reckoning for him.
Yeah, it was kind of sad, actually, really.
I know.
It was like, seeing Negan like that, it was just like, ooh.
He set up kind of like a little living room in the center and just kind of sat there for a while.
His one partner, still just the walker, the last walker he killed, like, all right.
Yeah, well, and now, and again, like, he left that one guy, not alive, but he left him walking. Because that was the only thing familiar to him in that. I mean, there's a lot of imagery there.
I know.
Yeah.
But that was.
And then did you? One thing that they talked about, a cool Easter egg they talked about on the show that comes on after, was so remember the scene where Negan was drinking out of the lake, and of course, if you do that raw, you get almost always get sick, and you see him throwing up in the field.
Yeah.
The field where he where Negan was kneeling was the exact same field where he killed Abraham and Glenn.
That oh,
was
really?
Same, that was the wide shot of the field.
Was the wide shot of him. Remember the shot in season 7, episode 1, where Negan's walking off? They used the exact same camera angle for that shot with him kneeling in that field.
Crazy.
So, you know, what comes around, you know, what goes around comes around, right? He's back kneeling at the same spot.
That's nuts.
Yeah, wow. That was really good. They, I found it fascinating, too, in the... you know, with Daryl interrogating the Whisperer.
With him interrogating Lydia?
She, you know, they're both trying to play each other. And then she thinks she's set up Henry. She's got Henry hooked in, right? And so Henry's just giving her all this information, everything. You just want to strangle him. Shut up. Shut up.
No, that was in the clip of next episode.
No, it was not. He was giving her, well, maybe it was. Maybe it was. Maybe it was.
Yes, I don't remember him saying anything.
I'm still
anything
pissed
in this
at him. That's okay. I'm still
the
pissed.
Clip for next episode.
Maybe it was the clip.
The clip for next episode was him giving her the information. This episode just had each other giving each other their names.
Yeah, that's right. At the end, he just told it to.
Could you just say, "No, it is not"? Again,
no, it is not. That was this. Maybe it was. I'm still mad at him. I don't care. I'm going to be mad at him all week now.
Wait, so what does he tell her?
He's telling her like
where he's from, what he did, what he does, what's going on, the different roles. He's from the kingdom.
Oh, my gosh.
The king. I mean, there are all these different places.
Here's a map to all the different places.
Yeah, right.
It's how many guns we have.
Right.
Yeah, and, right. The only thing in that clip, one thing Norman Reedus said on the show that comes after, that whole scene with Daryl interrogating Lydia and then Henry yelling at him, apparently it was written in the script, or at least that's what Norman said. Daryl planned for Henry to actually come and rescue her so Lydia can trust Henry to talk to him.
Right. I hope that's the case.
While Daryl is leaning back, once Daryl leaves, Daryl's leaning back by the window so he could hear their conversations.
Right, and hopefully that's true. And then in a clip for the next episode, I know this was a clip for the next episode, he actually pulls him out of there and confronts him. So that's hopefully the case, where it's a setup from Daryl. I hope that's the case. On the other hand, shut up, Henry.
Yeah,
what
shut
are you
up.
Doing?
Shut up,
what
dude.
Are you doing, you little punk? I also found it fascinating the... I loved the almost Jurassic Park-ish circling the two guys with the Whisperers. You know, it's almost like when the dinosaurs surround them.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Like velociraptors.
The Whisperers are like the velociraptors. You know,
clever
you
girl.
See one. Right. You see the one, and then all of a sudden you realize.
They come from the sides.
There's more.
Yep. That was a cool ending scene with Alpha pulling out her sawed-off shotgun.
Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, that's
pointing it at Luke and.
That's why I think the Whisperers are going to be fun, right? That's why it's going to be a good battle.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun. I find it in the end, you know, with Negan going back and you know realizing that just put me back in the cell. Just put me back. No, let's go.
And watch, I don't know. I hope they don't do this, but why am I... I'm predicting that they don't even show any of that next episode. Do you think they will?
I don't know, because we still have the kingdom, right? We still have the whole kingdom.
Gosh, that'd be so typical.
We have the whole kingdom to deal with, and we have a little bit of the Daryl, Henry, Lydia to deal with, because of the couple of clips that they showed for next week that where Henry is talking to her.
Oh, we're admitting it now.
Sorry, okay? No, it is not.
There was that one scene with Alden and Luke when he was pulling out Yumiko's arrows by the tree, and then there was the ball and chain walker.
That was fun. That was fun where the walker had stepped into the other walker and was just dragging his head around with them. That's really good. That was a good shot. Do you remember that?
There was a ball and chain walker?
Yeah. When those guys were out there getting the arrows, remember the walker that had the extra walker on his foot?
I didn't notice walking. That.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, no.
Oh, dude, it Crap. Was so good.
It was a great walk.
Were you drunk? Are we watching the same episode?
There was the store scene with Negan
the dog scene was good.
Oh yeah,
that was fun.
I like how there's just this overabundance of like biker jackets. Like you apparently just walk up to any like dilapidated general store and find a biker jacket that looks exactly like the one you lost.
That wasn't exact. No, it wasn't. That didn't look exactly like the one you
it
lost.
It was a little.
It
different.
Was a black biker jacket for crying
no,
out
it
loud.
It was gray. It wasn't black.
Whatever.
What? It was gray.
It was a shade of dark color biker jacket.
It was gray. It only had a zipper. It didn't have all the cool belts and buttons on it.
I'm sure those wouldn't have been ransacked immediately over the past, decade plus?
Because they got eaten by the dogs, duh.
Come on, man. I was like, oh, gosh. Next thing, I was like, okay, now, because it also showed, sporting goods. Like, he's going to go get a bat. Next scene, he's going to be wrapping barbed wire around it.
I did think about the bat, too. I was surprised they didn't find a bat.
I was like, come on.
He wants Lucille. I don't think he wants any bat. I think he wants his bat.
No, I'm sure that's true, but it's just ridiculous. Come on, there'd be nothing in there. I have to play the Brad Staggs
and there was pretty much nothing. That's clearly
true.
Did you notice there was pretty much nothing
except
in there?
For what he needed? Nothing in the store except for what he needed. What the exact leather jacket?
Yeah, right.
Not exact.
There were a couple of
not only that, but there was like a row of them.
There were a couple of t-shirts hanging. Right, there was a couple of t-shirts hanging. There was I thought for sure he was going to pull the clothes off the dead guy. I would have preferred him to pull the clothes off the dead guy. I would have been okay. I would have been more okay with that.
That would have been more realistic.
Right. Then turning around and going, oh, is that still a rack of leather
jacket?
Check
this out. Yeah. I'm just going to give me a shopping cart here.
A couple of cobwebs on. But it's fine.
But you have to admit, the dogs chasing him was a pretty good scene.
Yeah, that was enjoyable. That was enjoyable with the dogs. And we've seen, a pack of dogs in our history, which were killed. So this was a new pack of dogs, running around, which... you're going to find, which is, nobody wants to mess with the pack of dogs, man, and bad boys. Right? I mean, that's why they killed them the last time.
Yeah, I like little scenes like that because I like when they show like how dangerous this world is. It's post-apocalyptic, it shouldn't be.
Then you see when Negan's first out there and then the first time he sees a walker again is when it's behind him in the van. And then he goes out, kills it, and then behind him is that burnt walker. I call him beef jerky.
You're grabbing him in the truck.
Remember that walker that was burnt to a crisp and just like crawls out?
Grabs and pulls him apart. That was fun. There were some good walkers. There were some good walker scenes in this episode. Now, we still have, we've got news that there has been some screwing around on Jason because this girl is
Rosita is pregnant and Sadiq is the father.
I'm pretty sure I said something to AMC. I'm pretty sure I sent a formal letter, like a cease and desist, of all my chicks. Like, you just stay away. I mean, where's Father Gabriel, by the way?
I don't know.
In Alexandria, probably.
He's still
around. Oh, yeah, he was in Alexandria because he's the one that left the gate unlocked, right?
Yeah, he's already on my S list. Now Sadiq's got to be on my S list. These are I'm lining up all the heads that I want to be on the pike, at the end of the season.
A dog did survive this episode. My prediction is two more, within the first three, he goes.
I don't even want to go there. That's going to
suck. That's kind of a deviation from the comics is her being pregnant with Sadiq's kid.
Who was she pregnant with? Jason's?
Yeah, yes.
No, Eugene's.
Eugene's?
In the comics, her and Eugene were a thing.
Oh,
really?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I wonder if that's still the plan, but they're just setting up a tragic death for Sadiq, which I'd be all for at this point.
Well, she was, Eugene was telling her how much he cared for her, right, in the medic bin trailer, and that's when she went out and puked. That's what I thought she was puking about.
Just the thought. I mean, okay. Have you had a lot of experience
what's
those encounters?
You just said he loved me. Okay. Actually, yes. But thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate it.
You're like, oh, I've seen that. Oh,
I've been through that look a couple of times in my life.
But I was surprised when she said when we were fooling around before Gabriel, and I was just like, oh.
And
you
plus,
had a nice game
deal?
Of cricket.
It's got to be just the lack of opportunity that Gabriel is the guy that everybody wants, right? because he was with he was Trash Lady, and then he's with your girl Rosita. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, Rosita, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
It's like,
I mean,
she...
I can see Sadiq over Father Gabriel, to be honest with you. I know, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but
oh, totally see Sadiq
over Father Gabriel.
He's a lot younger and
right,
totally
right
for sure.
And what about her with Eugene?
No.
I would see that.
No,
it would make sense, but
no. I don't see him. I don't know. He is so annoying.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So annoying.
Oh my gosh. She would be with him. And then next thing you know, what happened to Eugene? I don't know. He disappeared. Somebody put a knife in his head. Might have been me. Might have been somebody else. I don't know. But he just disappeared.
And so yeah.
I mean, he was obviously it's TV, and they forced the Michonne Rick couple on us, and we're supposed to like that, which I never did. And that's the breaking news from today as well.
Oh gosh!
That yesterday it broke that Michonne is out next season,
dude.
This is her last season. It's going to be partial of season 10 that she's in, and then she goes away.
That's
next
crazy.
Season. So losing Michonne, that's another big chunk.
But you know that again, that's like one of the downsides of having such an insanely popular show is all of your main actors are going to get out of the gigs. Like Lauren Cohen, she was out.
They were pimping
her show.
They promoted her show like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just going to happen. So you're going to start losing all these characters, and I don't think they're going to kill them off.
No,
according
to the article I read, she finds out. According to the article I read.
We don't know if this is true. This is just according to the article you read.
Don't touch me when you say that. No, it is not.
That is your new thing.
Finds out that Rick is alive and then just goes off to find Rick, right? But does she take Judith?
You can't.
Right? You can't take Judith?
No, she's like Judith, the continuing legacy here.
Right, she's the last of the Grimes.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, you got RJ, right, her little kid.
Yeah, RJ.
I wouldn't be surprised if he goes.
But, yeah, she takes the baby and leaves Judith?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Judith, she's the last of the Grimes, man. I know that there's the other little kid, so okay. I get you, but she's the last of the Grimes. And notice I didn't say she's the last of the Rick Grimes. Might be the brother's kid.
Oh, yeah, Shane's.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. No, that's confirmed now, isn't it?
It's not confirmed. It's just we don't know. And it's funny because I'll say his name. Chris Hardwick actually made a joke on the show that came on after. Or saying,
you're starting to tick me off with all these mentions of the show that comes on after.
He was asking a poll saying, do you think Judith missed Negan on purpose, or do you think she just missed? And then he went, no, of course, or she missed him on purpose. I mean, she's a perfect shot. I mean, she's Shane's kid.
Right.
Well, what was that? Was that Rick's final episode when he's having all his flashbacks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he made that joke there. I pretty much thought it was confirmed at that point.
At that point, gives you
the confirmation.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think she did miss on purpose. I think that I think they were out looking for Negan, and she thought that it might be Daryl coming down the road, which is why she came up on the road when she heard the motorcycle, and it wasn't Daryl, and she realized that it was Negan, and she just fired to get him off course.
Same, yeah.
But
she's a total bad A.
I like her.
Yeah.
I do too. She needs to. That character needs to grow, man.
Yeah.
Let that kid make a fortune off this show. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yep.
Absolutely. It's all hers, man.
It makes me want to wish there was like another time jump. Like I don't think they can at this point, can they, Max?
No, I don't think.
Because it's all pretty much.
Make her a bit older.
Yeah, but I would like to see like a 19-20-year-old, Judith.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to do it after the Whispers. They're going to do another time jump to go to the Commonwealth. I don't think that will happen.
No, what's going to happen, though, right, is...
they're running out of actors.
I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. And this is a Jeff Fisher prediction on Talking Walking Dead.
Oh, all right, God,
so Michonne, I pretty much predicted that after the 10th season, that was going to be it, right? There was no more two shows. It's just going to be one. It's more so than ever now. Michonne's going to leave. And there's no point. I mean, you've got Lenny over at Fear. You've got Dwight going over at Fear. You got all those. And so now bring them together. Just make one show.
Oh, I still think that's going to happen.
They all mix up, and it's just going to be one show, whether it's Fear or Walking, whatever, whatever they call it. But it's just going to be one show so that I don't think you can do two anymore.
I mean, at that point, you might have enough people that exclusively just watch Walking Dead and exclusively just watch Fear because they're stupid.
Right.
And,
right.
But when they combine them, the combined viewership will equal, you know, maybe what they were. I don't know. So not in its heyday, but.
No, well, that's pretty much gone anyway, right? I mean, you're losing some of that anyway, no matter what.
But that'll help them maintain their number one.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah.
And all the people that are left come back around for the movies.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that were the original stars show up for the movies.
Can't wait till that starts filming. We actually start getting some spoilers on it.
I just don't think that the Rick Grimes trilogy movies will have that much to do other than with Rick and Jadis from the show. I know I could be wrong, but I don't think that.
You mean like interacting with the show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Like,
I don't know either.
I don't know how you can reintroduce Rick Grimes to the main characters on the show and them not dropping everything to try and like help him or link up with him or, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know how you can do that.
Yeah, that's, I don't know either.
But Max, who are the main characters in the Commonwealth comic series? Is that like is it mainly Rick, Michonne? Like who is it, everybody, or is there just a few of them that are the main characters?
Michonne's been a pretty big star in it now.
She's like a lawyer, right? Or something like that with them?
I don't know fully. I haven't really read that much into the Commonwealth storyline.
Oh my god.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I missed a few months, so forgive me.
Jeez.
But from what I know, in one of the most recent issues. Hey, we're still in the Whispers. I know a lot about them. But look, one thing I know is she actually recently in the comics killed Dwight.
Okay.
She
found her daughter too, right?
Yes.
Well, we know she found her daughter at the Commonwealth or whatever, right?
Yes.
So I'm curious if the main people that are interacting with the Commonwealth, we'll see them all eventually just kind of go off the show. They won't kill them off, but then they'll come back.
But they come back.
So they can
do
like, so like the miniseries, will be a Commonwealth miniseries.
That might work.
Because we already know Michonne, who's the main character there. We already know Rick, who's the main character there. It's possible.
Cohen could come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they could just skip the Commonwealth series altogether on the show if they merge Fear and The Walking Dead together. Then they'll just do their own crap at that
point.
With Kirkman overseeing, plot stuff.
Yeah. Very, but that's what I think is going to happen with the TV show. But I'm not sure about the movies. So, in our pre-show, I teased the Living Labels, the Living Wine Labels, and I did get them, although I didn't the audio for them. There were four bottles, and the audio that I have that I sent to our producer is not all four bottles. So that will I'm going to air for you in the next podcast. The next Talking Walking Dead, the Living Labels audio, which is so cool. I know Jason saw the video and the audio
before. Yeah, it was dope.
And it was really, really good.
So you did get the audio?
I got them all, but it wasn't all. There were a couple that were messed up. Is there some reason when the microphone light is on?
It's people just start walking into the city.
I know this is a high-tech facility and absolutely beautiful.
If you feel like you need to just come in and go ahead, we're just recording a show.
Come into my studio? Yeah.
That's where you're mistaken, my friend. That's why you're mistaken.
Are you using my computer?
As a holder.
No, you're speaking mic. Nobody wants to hear anything you're saying anyway.
Oh man,
it's good to have you back from your vacation. I'll tell you that. Oh yeah, good to have you back. Good to see you. Oh my gosh. Are you done?
Let's see.
You got your shoes. You got your belt. You got your clothes.
All right.
I believe the words "get out" come to mind.
Oh man.
Awful. Always nice to have Pat stop in.
That.
So we're the Living Label. So I'll play the audio for you next week because it is really cool, and then I'll post them on Twitter too because they're so much fun to watch.
So cool.
They are really
cool. So cool.
And I know that today, even though this is Max's way of making up for not actually reading the full being caught up on the entire comic book series.
I know. That's why we have you here, Max.
Thank you. That's why you're here.
You're the expert.
So, You know, he's actually brought something to kind of make up for it today.
Okay. Well, I thought this would be a cool gift for the return of The Walking Dead, even though, in my opinion, I think it would have been a better gift for Rick's last episode. Over the holidays, I went to a comic book shop and just for fun, and I actually was able to find the first issue of The Walking Dead.
Oh, whoa! That's awesome!
So there were more than one episode.
Thanks, Max. That's awesome, man.
So he bought...
oh, my gosh. That is so cool.
He bought us the first episode of The Walking Dead comic book.
Max, thanks. That's awesome, man.
Welcome.
That is awesome. And it does make up for not reading the entire comic books up on the...
Oh, man. That's... It actually brings a tear to your eye. It's like sentimental. Like it's the cover art is Rick Grimes and all of his badassery.
I know.
Standing there with a shotgun, like loading it. Oh,
I know,
man, that's hard to see.
I know. That's really hard to see. Really cool though. Thank you, Max.
It would have been better if I had these on episode 5.
Nah, this is perfect. Don't worry about it. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. So we'll see you next week. I look forward to it. I'm looking forward to this last half of season 9. I don't think it was bad at all. I think this episode set up the coming of a really good half season. I'm looking forward to it because I think the Whisperers are going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I do too.
Oh,
and I don't want to sound like that. I didn't want that to sound like I was bad mouthing that at all. I think that's like the pitfalls of like over expectation, over hype when it's been a while before, you know, your favorite thing comes back.
Right.
And you just want nonstop, you know, like a formula race, you know, the entire time. But, you know, it was great. And I can't wait to see, you know, the rest of the season.
See you next week on Talking Walking Dead.